football on off the ball.
I think England probably have 70 players that can get into the Ireland team.
70?
70 or 80 players probably that can get into the Ireland team. That's just the way it is.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Orgie Snyman will miss the start of the season for Leinster. Ireland's women learn of their Six Nations schedule and a former Leinster flanker earns a contract at Exeter. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Leo Cullen has confirmed that Orgie Snyman will miss the start of Leinster's season. The lock has remained in Dublin, rehabbing what Cullen's described as a minor foot injury, ruling him out of involvement in the Springboks Rugby Championship campaign. Leinster's URC season opens away to Edinburgh on Friday week, with the Dragons visiting the Aviva a week later. Cullen's hopeful that by round three, away to Benetton the first weekend in October, Snyman will be back in the saddle. There's better news regarding Jemison Gibson-Park, who missed Ireland's summer tour of South Africa with a hamstring injury. The scrum half is now training fully, and it's hoped he can start that round one game away to Edinburgh. Snyman isn't the only big name missing from the Springbok squad this week. Razzy Rasmus has opted to omit six of the team that started last week's win over the All Blacks for this weekend's game away to Argentina. Billy Leroux, Damien Delende, Andrew Pollard, Bongi Mbanambi, Franz Malherbe and Peter Steph Dutoit have all been left at home with their teammates off to Santiago del Estero. Bulls hooker Johan Grobbelaar has been called up though by Erasmus. Meanwhile, box prop Stephen Kitsoff is going to miss the start of the URC season after returning to the Stormers. His head coach John Dobson there confirmed that the former Ulster man has damaged ligaments in his neck and will be out for at least 6 weeks. Among the games Kitsoff will miss is the Stormers meeting with Munster in Cape Town next month. Ireland will start their Women's Six Nations campaign at home to France on March 22nd. The day after, we'll see England open their defence of the title at home to Italy. Ireland will be away to Italy the following week with a 2 week gap before they host England. On April 20th, Ireland will be away to Wales, and then there'll be a 6 day turnaround for their final fixture away to Scotland. Once again, the final round of fixtures will pit England against France. Ireland play Australia at Kingspan Stadium on Saturday. That's ahead of their WXV1 campaign in Vancouver. There, they'll play the world's number 2 and 3 ranked sides, New Zealand and Canada, as well as the United States. And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Munster head coach Fiona Hayes believes improved strength and conditioning that's come with regular games will stand to the Ireland players.
Strength and conditioning is huge. Just even fitness, match fitness in that Interpro, you can see it's 4 games, one after the other every weekend. You wouldn't even have that in AIL because it's probably 3 games and then a week off. So it's that fitness come game 4. You can see the difference, I suppose, some players that have work and different areas going on, college, different things. By the time game 4 comes, they're probably struggle to get up to that high performance and being able to play at that high level. Now, not all players, but you can definitely see it. And I think the strength and conditioning and skill set, even from coaching with Munster, the past Interpros, the likes of Connacht, Ulster, Leinster, Munster, the skill set, the games on show, it's getting tighter and tighter. You know, it used to be, I suppose, Munster, Leinster, Connacht have won a few games. You know, they've beaten Leinster, but in general, in the kind of final top two, it's generally Munster, Leinster. But that gap is closing as well, and it's because these players are bringing their teammates along with them.
Exeter Chiefs have signed former Leinster flanker Martin Maloney. The 24-year-old Kildare native has spent the summer on trial with the Premiership club, having made 11 appearances for his home province. Maloney says he hopes to add to the legacy of the Chiefs during his time with the club. And Scottish Rugby has a new CEO. Former House of Fraser boss Alex Williamson will replace Mark Dodson, who announced in January he'd be leaving the association after 13 years. Williamson has spent the last 5 years at the head of Inspiring Learning, but may need to wait until February before taking up his new spot with Scottish Rugby. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Friday. Till then, thanks for listening.